WUHJDE Mobile is sending. WHJDE Mobile listening. WHJDE Mobile, the name. WHJDE Mobile, listen in. WHJDE Mobile, listening.
AEHCYB Mobile.
And good afternoon from WHJDE Mobile.
This is KEHCYB. I think I heard somebody responding, but I'm up in Carroll, so I was not pulling the repeater solid. KEHCYB.
This is WHJDE Mobile, southbound I-75, just coming into first run.
November 8, Delta Tango,
and now you are the one who's not holding the repeater very good. And this is WHJDE Mobile coming up to the Birch Run exit heading south on I-75.
I'm in Flint at DuPont and Stewart heading east.
88OEU just exited at the Birch Run exit.
You weren't even talking because I had put my call sign out many times.
I've just been cruising down here at the commercial radio. I'm kind of listening to that a little bit.
That's what I've been doing, the old XM radio routine. We're going to be getting off at the next exit down. We're going to get off of Vienna Road and go in towards Clyle. And your signal went all to noise on that transmission. Hopefully I'm still making it.
You're loud and clear, you're loud and clear. How am I getting in now?
Battery might have been on low power. I'm on mid power, so I'm not even on high power myself.
I think it was just where I was at. Something happened to me a little bit.
Shore, now in Genesee County. And not going to hold it too much longer because once I get off the Vienna Road, only have like a mile and a half or so to go.
Roger, roger. I'm going to be jumping out here shortly for some lunch. That time, and I still got a bit of a drive back coming.
Well, you know, the old days, you almost always find somebody here on 2 meters, and I was surprised that the computer system was quiet. I started listing right at 261, or I'm sorry, M18 and M10. I knew I was 10, and I knew I was getting in the system pretty good, but nobody responded.
So I had this radio on, and I got quite a bit of memory in here. So like I said, I had the commercial radio up too, so that may have been why I didn't hear you, but. We were just up north for the weekend heading home.
Ah, where do you go up to?
Come back again.
All right, where is up north for you? Because we live in Gladwin.
I was up to Gaylord, Lewiston, up there. I'm about as far south as you can get in Michigan for a GTH.
Oh, wow. So where do you live then?
A little town called Erie. I'm about 5 miles from the state line.
Yeah, that's pretty well down.
Yeah, it's a bit of a drive to get up. It's all kind of work, but I figured. Okay, yeah. And it was nice other than the weather. Cold, rainy. Oh, well. We'll get back up here another weekend.
Oh, yeah, well, we used to live, actually, we started out in the Flint area, then we went out to Davison, and then we lived in Lapeer. And I retired and thought. I thought I retired. The first time, and I thought I retired the second time, and I'm thinking about retiring the third time.
Well, I'm hoping once I retire, I'm done and won't go back. But, I guess circumstances can change and do what you got to do. Or maybe you get bored and just need something to do. I get it.
Well, I've been a young kid today because I don't think that anybody's got a chance at retiring. Pretty soon there won't be any social security system left, and you're going to more or less work until the day you die.
That is definitely a concern of mine. I just a few years ago, and that is most definitely a concern.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm pretty soon going to have to make my decision on my second retirement. I have not started collecting that yet. Because as soon as I start collecting that, that means I'm going to have to pay taxes on Social Security.
If I could ask, what line of work are you in?
Now or then? I get a check from the state of Michigan.
service on commercial laundry equipment currently. That's a pretty good gig. No complaints.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now, Bays, if you don't pay 20% towards retirement, you're going to be really in trouble.
At least 20%. Hopefully more. Now, I'm going to jump out, grab some food. Don't get up to Tony's often. Get myself a nice BLT. 7-3, have a good drive. OEU, I'll be playing with your money.
Alright, nice chat with you, and I would be going where I'm going, but got hung up by a train at the railroad crossing here in Clio, so hopefully we can get there pretty quick. 7-3, have a pleasant drive down. Be safe. WHJDE.
KDYS.
K8DYS. Ryan, this is KB8DRB. Copy.
K8DRB, K8DYS.
Mobile.
Okay. Coming in here good today. Spoke too soon. You were pretty scratchy that last transmission. Over.
Yeah, I must have hit the power button too low there. We're bumping back up. Yeah, we're just coming through town here. We're hitting every red light, but we're making it. We're almost to Eastman. We gotta hit Eastman. So. It's beautiful out here, 75 degrees, man. Can't get any better than that.
Nah, this is my kind of weather here. Gonna be a little hot this week again. Not really looking forward to that, but the longer that warmer weather is around, I guess the better.
Next week it's supposed to go to 85, isn't it?
Sorry about that. I had to step away real quick. Yeah, it's going to be in the 80s most of the week. I haven't looked at the weather report in the last day or two, to be honest. But that's what it showed on Friday. Going to be hot again.
Where do they have you scheduled tomorrow, up north or south?
Tomorrow I'm starting out in Bay City. Good old Fabiano. Then I'm going up to Tawas. And then up to Cooper Standard. I'm trying to remember the city that's in. I think it's off at 72 somewhere.
It's up by Fairview, I believe. You gotta go through Fairview. Just east of there. If that's where you're going. Yeah, I haven't been up there in a while. Either. Well, that'll be a good, relaxing day.
Yeah, that won't be bad at all. That'll be a nice run. And, I'm thinking I probably will be loading up there, although I've delivered there before, too, but most of the time it's a pickup. And I don't know where I'll be coming back from there. Could be anywhere, you know how that goes.
Yeah, I'll do that. You don't know where I'm going, do you? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I know where you're going. I could probably even name, you know, about 10 stops, and more than half of them would be correct. And the only reason the 5 would be wrong is because you're not going there tomorrow, but you will be the next day, right?
Yeah, probably be going there tomorrow, too. Somewhere else. Yeah. Same 30 places. How am I coming into the repeater anyway? I just got out here on the freeway, US 10, westbound.
Well, you're coming in pretty good now. There's just a little bit of scratch here. It might be from my noise here on this end, but pretty clear.
KBAZRV, KDYS. Well, good. Yeah, I think the little popping noise you're getting is something local or around there, but... Oh, well, no big deal. You'll figure it out. Sometimes it's something right inside your house. Sometimes it's the neighbors. There's nothing you can do about it, but... I'm getting a full signal on this repeater, so... Wonderful. Yeah, this repeater's way off, I'm sure. Sure, I told you that, so. Yeah, we just got the AC going, and I gotta go home and roll that pool up, throw it in the garage, get that all picked up, and spend some time with my family. Next weekend, we're going up to the truck show, so that'll be fun. I took Friday off, too.
Oh, that's great. That'll give you, you know, a 3-day weekend where you can enjoy the show up there and look around. And looks like the weather's going to be pretty good, although I don't know how good next weekend yet, but looks like we had a long stretch there, good weather. I haven't been up there since before the pandemic, so... I wanted to get up there again, but I got a meeting with an insurance guy here at the house on Saturday, so I got to take care of that, and I got something else going on the following weekend after, oh, we got the meeting, work meeting, so that's 2 more weekends that are killed with just too many things to do, you know.
Yeah, soaking up the weekends, that's all it was for me all summer. And yeah, I got 2 more too that are booked up, and then after that I gotta tear my stuff apart and build it. So, I don't know, I'm getting a little bit of popping and snapping going on here too, so it could be something. I don't know. It might just be, that's how VHF is sometimes. It just isn't always the greatest long distance. It's real sensitive. But early morning and late at night, it might get better, you know. We just have to try it out tonight or something. Just detour. I think I'm just going to take Bard Road north again like I was before. I got a heck of a headwind coming on. I can hear the turbos spooled right up going into it here.
Yeah, this repeater here is a great one. I know it's so high up and it works very well. Always has from my past experience, but that's like 18 years ago, so. But it's still up and running and sounds great. And yeah, you're getting a little bit of static in with your signal, but I don't know how far you'll carry it, but it sounds pretty good right now. I mean, you're plenty legible with a little bit of scratch, but you might be getting up in there into the woods there before 18 by now, aren't you? This is KV8 DRB.
I just went over 30. We just went over the river there. Well, it used to be a lake, but yeah. They got the big cranes up there. I guess they're not working on that anymore for a little while. I don't know. I didn't read about what the scoop was on that, but anyway, yeah. Yeah, we got a heck of a headwind. My mileage today, my miles per gallon in this vehicle has been super low for whatever reason. I'm only getting 16 and a half right now, and the wind is just whipping at our face, so that's crazy.
Yeah, that's a big truck you got there, though. I know, you know, since I go that way every day during the week and on the way back, most all the times you're heading into a headwind going in that direction and then coming back home, you know, I'm getting 45, 50 on average, and that's without even running on electric. It's still running on the motor at highway speed, but at around 65 mile an hour on the way in the morning, it's only doing around 35 on average, which is still pretty good, but I got a lot less truck than you do. You were getting a lot better mileage on some of them north trips you took, weren't you, Ryan?
Yeah, most of the time I was getting around 20. The most I'd seen out of this truck was like 24. 23, 24, but right now it's 16 miles per gallon. Well, we're going, I don't normally run 75, I'm going 75, so I'd imagine that has something to do with it. But, oh well, I burned about, I don't know, by the time I get home it's about 5 gallons.
Well, Kyle's probably going to be getting less than that if he doesn't keep his foot out of that muscle car he has.
One mile to 18, so that's pretty good. I'm going to click over to the Gladwin and see if I can hear it. Yeah, K8DYS.
ZRB. Did you say you were going to flip over to the Gladwin one?
Yeah, I can't open it up yet. Probably another, I don't know, 10 miles I should be able to open it up and hear it.
Yeah, it's funny. I would think you're, you know, got a straight short shot there right now. Probably got a lot of, well, I don't know, the terrain is a problem there, but I think you're at one of the closest points to it now, aren't you?
No, the Gladwin repeater's right in grade impound up on a building. I'm pretty sure, anyway, that it's up on a 4 or 5 story building. It looks to be like it's on a 20-foot tower on top or a 10-foot, I don't know. I'll ask the guy. I talked to the guy that put it up before, but... No, we're just cruising down the freeway. The miles per gallon keeps going down. It's windy out here. It's real windy. Down by your house, it wasn't too bad. But man, it's a nice 71 degrees now. It's a beautiful day. I'm not looking forward to the heat though. My AC hasn't got, I guess they got to fix a bunch of stuff on it, so they're not going to worry about it, I guess.
Yeah, Midland's showing 13 mile an hour wind speeds at 23 mile an hour gusts right out of the west, so it's hitting you right in the face going in the direction you're in. Maybe a little bit off to the left of you, but pretty much head on. K8DYS, KB8ZRB. Still hanging in there, Ryan, signal-wise?
KB8ZRB, yeah. It's bouncing up and down, but we're still got a pretty good copy on it. My antenna is probably just bouncing all over. Yeah. I think I'm going to get one like Kyle's, the large, and I like that. I have a dual band radio anyway, so I like that antenna. It looks pretty good. It's pretty high quality for the, you know, for the mobile here. Because there are times where I use UHF. Oh, here's my exit, the Coleman. The Coleman exit. Am I still blazing in there?
Yeah, you're still getting through okay. Not too much scratch there. I'm torn between talking on this new radio antenna or turning around and watching my stronger TV signal.
Well, that's the perk of having it in the by the TV. You can watch TV while you're talking. I gotta watch my TV through the window because it's out in front. Well, I do have a TV out there too, but yeah, we're getting off the freeway here. That's crazy that, I don't think I've ever talked on this repeater out here before in the mall. Well, I haven't really talked to anybody on it, so I guess we'll use it a little more. Hopefully they don't mind. K8DYS Mobile.
K8DYS Mobile, this is KB8CRB. Yeah, well, I probably won't be out here that much. On the radio period, I'll be doing a lot of listening as I get back into this and get used to things again. But I always loved this repeater when I just had my HT and my homemade dipole. But mostly just listening. I learn a lot from a lot of these guys out here that have been in it for years and years and hired license classes and whatever, and some really smart people out here on these radios, so that's, I enjoy getting a lot of my knowledge from that, as I have from you and Kyle, so that's the way this whole thing works, you know. Go ahead.
Yeah, it'll probably take you about a year or two to get back in the groove. But it's nice, you know, if you're sitting there in the wintertime, you know, on a weekend or whatever, blistering, cold, windy, snow, you know, nasty out, and you're just hunkered down inside, you can click it on and talk for a minute, you know. I like it. It's nice. Gives you another option to do, you know, board games or watch TV, boring after a while. Winter. In the summertime, you know, you're out doing stuff. It's not used as much, but definitely in the wintertime. So that's what I look forward to. Because we don't We don't really go many places in the winter and see people, so. Oh, there's a guy mowing hay. That's more like just, grass. You're gonna be baling up some grass. Getting to be that time, the goldenrod's about done.
Yeah, I want to find out about all that stuff. I know you guys have shared a lot of that with me. Haven't retained a whole lot of it yet. I have to start writing things down. I just noticed this microphone's got two buttons on the side. I got to get reading that manual is what I need to do. I don't know what that's for. And I was just checking the temperature of this heat sink, this radio here. I like that the heat sink's on top like that. That's a little warm, but it's not anything to be concerned about. I'm on low power, so 5 watts, I guess. KB8BRB.
You can try Gladwin is 147180. I can hear it now. I don't know how well it is right now, but I'll be getting closer to Gladwin. There's not really ever anybody talking on Gladwin, but I might be exiting the Bay City repeated footprint here. Further north I go, I'm going to be going up to 1, so I can get dropping talk. But Gladwin, you should be able to hear me get on that. It might be a little scratchy at times, but it is really windy out, so everything's bouncing around.
Okay, yeah, you're getting, as you increase your distance from here, you're getting a little rougher, but still legible. Did you want to try the 180 now?
Yeah, just bumped over to 180. KBHVRB, KHUIL, that'll be clear.
KBYS, KBHVRB, clear.
KBA BRV, KBYS.
KBA ZRV, KBYS, testing.
KB8ZRV, K8BYS, you standing by?
I will, K8BYS.